Jonathan, and thanks very much for joining us, Jonathan. So how clued up exactly is the nation when it comes to their pension?
Well, not very is the short answer. We know that people struggle with finances generally, and when it comes to pensions, they struggle even more because pensions are inherently complex. And I think that in recent times, there's been regulation change where in 2015, the legislation allowed people a lot more choice. But of course, whilst choice is a good thing, on one hand, I think it creates a lot of confusion as well for people. So they don't necessarily know, A, what all those options are, but also what option is right for them, even if they do understand all the options. So there's a lot of complexity that people need to work through.
Yeah, I'm sure that there are sort of a myriad of options out there. And how would you sort of suggest maybe go about negotiating them and really, I suppose, taking their first steps into deciding about a pension and retirement scheme?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is actually when you're thinking about retirement, you need to do it a good few years before you actually get to retirement. So a lot of people, of course, now are auto-enrolled into pensions when they go into the workplace. But of course, that didn't used to be the case. So there's a lot of people that were out there that is maybe 10 years from retirement now that may not have always paid into a pension. So the first thing that they need to do is get together all their pension pots, because they may have worked for a number of employers, so therefore they might have a number of pension pots. Get those together, understand what they're worth. They should also look at other savings and investments they have, because some people save for ISAs, for example, even though they're earmarking them for their retirement. And they should also look at things like the state pension. So they should go onto the government site and get their state pension forecast, because a lot of people overestimate how much they're actually going to get from the state. So by getting all those things together, at least it can give them some idea as to what sort of income they may get when they retire. But of course, because they're 10 years out from retirement or so, then it does give them time to take corrective action. So they might pay more contributions into their pension, or they might decide that they're going to work later and not retire as early as they thought. Some of that could be influenced by things that they find out that they didn't know. So, for example, state pension age is moving out, and maybe they don't realise that, so they don't actually realise that they won't get their state pension perhaps as early as they thought. So there's a lot of things that they can do to look at their own situation. I think when they look more broadly than that, though, they need to understand what choices they have available for them, because one of the things we know for sure is that there's a lot of scammers out there, so people are losing their pension pots to fraudulent scams. But people are also paying a lot more tax than they need to, and this is one of the things with the choices in the terms of how they take their pension. So the Treasury are very happy because they keep beating their own forecast in terms of how much tax they raise from people going into retirement. But of course, the Treasury's win is effectively the loss for the retiree, because that's money that perhaps could have been generating an income for them.
Yeah, and I suppose you're kind of touching on it there, but my question is, do you think there's a culture of complacency in the UK when it comes to your retirement plan and your pension?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I think that when people are younger, they don't really work through, and they don't get support, to be fair, to help them work through how much do I need to be saving into a pension to get a certain income when I retire. And I think that lasts them pretty much throughout their working lives. So many people decide they want to retire at age 60, for example, but they literally leave it until 59 years and 11 months before they start looking at their pension and deciding on whether they've got enough, or deciding on actually what option is right for them. And the problem with that is then they often get hurried into a decision. Whereas actually, because it's probably the biggest financial decision you'll make in your life, you should be looking at this stuff years in advance, really, so you know where you're going, you know you're taking corrective action, and you understand what choices you have available to you.
Yeah, 100%. And I suppose the level of responsibility lies with the employer as well. So what can current employers do to get their employees up to speed and make sure they aren't going to make these mistakes, or they are going to be taking the corrective action that is required?
Yeah, so I think there's more of a duty now on employers to make sure that they're informing their employees about the options that they have. And of course, the workplace is the right place to do it, because of course, that's where people get their pension. So it's important, therefore, that processes are put in place so that, that the employee can be informed. And that comes in various forms. We work with a lot of private and public sector organisations, and increasingly now they are bringing in services such as the ones that we provide, where we're going in, we're running seminars, we're explaining some of these choices, we're explaining what the upsides and the downsides are to the various choices that are available. Often things like telephone guidance helplines, so if people have questions that come to mind, they can phone someone and they know the person at the other end of that phone should be able to answer their question. And some employers are actually going as far as now putting in place regulated financial advisors as well. So for those people that really want to go through everything in fine detail and have a clear recommendation made to them by an advisor, they can access that.
You touch on what Wealth at Work can do to help, but so what do you think is the thing, is the service that you guys offer most, that is sort of most popular, the one that helps the most?
I think it's the whole financial education piece. So it's going into to the workplace, running seminars. We've done a lot of them virtually, of course, in more recent times for obvious reasons, and then providing support. Tools, so things like simple calculators, where once they've had a conversation with someone, they know why, how to use the calculator, why they need to use it, which will help them work out what income they're likely to get in retirement. So that is almost like the baseline that you have to get to. And then some people at that stage will be happy and go, well, that's really helpful, it's helped me really frame things in my mind, and I'm happy to go off and make some decisions. Whereas other people will say, you know what, I still want additional help. And so that's where we would go and provide helplines so they can have that one-on-one support when they need it, and indeed that regulated advice. So you increasingly find that as people get towards retirement, more and more people now are deciding that they would like that financial regulated advice, because it's not only the decisions that they make at the point of retirement, but a lot of people now will go down a route where they will want to go into drawdowns, and that means they maintain their pot of money, and then they draw off that pot of money as they go through retirement. But of course, as they go through retirement, which could be, let's say, 25 years, things will change in that 25 years. So things will need to be adjusted as they go. People tend to spend more money when they first retire because they want to go off on holidays and do all that sort of thing. As they get older, they tend to slow down, and therefore they tend to spend less money. But then for some people, as they get into real old age, often costs will pick up again because they need more money to cover health costs or perhaps care costs as well. So actually that ongoing support throughout retirement is really important. So getting introduced to that before you get to retirement or at the point of retirement is really, really important.
Yeah, 100%. It's all about not burying your head in the sand, I suppose. And on that note, if this conversation has sort of hit a chord with some of our listeners, where is it they can go for more information?
So they can have a look at our website, which may be helpful to them. So that's wealthatwork.co.uk. They should also have a look at their state pension forecast. So they should go to gov.uk/checkstatepension. And it might also be worth them looking at PensionWise, which is another government site where they provide a lot of information, and they also offer a helpline for individuals. So those three would be a good starting point.